Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Always nice to come back to Quail Hollow for obvious reasons. Obviously great memories from this place. First win on the PGA Tour 15 years ago, you know, winning last year. I probably played my best golf of the year last year here, especially at the weekend. So yeah, you know, look, it's been an amazing 2025, been a lot of great golf, but there's still a lot of golf left to play this year. So, you know, I'm excited for the journey ahead. Looking forward to this week, excited to tee it up in another PGA Championship and give myself another opportunity.
He sounds like somebody I should pick. Making the case for himself this week. History at the golf course, the role that he's on. He's the betting favorite. Rory McIlroy. The PGA Championship starts tomorrow, and we'll take a few minutes here. Welcome Brian Koziol, Tee to Green host, to the show to give us a preview. Hi, Brian.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
McIlroy, Scheffler, DeChambeau. They really have separated in the odds. You know, we have our game where we have a tier break there. Top three doesn't pay as well as even the fourth favorite. This year, there's a big gap between those three. Tiger used to have Tiger versus the field kind of dominance. I wonder what...
And we were getting there with Scheffler for a little while last year, I thought. But
I wonder what the odds are, like, one of those three guys wins this week, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I guess mathematically, maybe we could figure it out because you've got guys that are, you know... What, McIlroy about 4-1, 5-1, kind of in that range. You've got another one very close, and then DeChambeau. I mean, I guess that would be kind of similar to what we used to have with Tiger versus the field. I think it would be one of those three with Bryson versus the field as an interesting bet. But McIlroy on this course, as you mentioned, has been is the betting favorite, but he has just been amazing at Quail Hollow, where it's being held this week. You heard in the soundbite there, he mentioned that was his first victory way back in 2010 when he was 19, but he's won a regular PGA Tour event here four times. Mostly, people might remember it as the Wells Fargo Championship that just changed to the Truist Championship that was played last week at Philadelphia Cricket Club. They moved it because the PGA is hosting at Quail Hollow this year, but it's a course that all the PGA Tour players are pretty familiar with overall, but McIlroy's success at this course is clearly better than anybody else.
Did I catch some criticism of the course earlier this week? Did one pro, maybe Hunter Mahan, I saw maybe called it soulless? Like, what is the is that right? Am I mistaken?
Yeah, I heard him say that. I mean, I guess I take that as maybe that there wasn't anything that stuck out to him that was memorable about it. They did a very, very strong renovation of the course a handful of years ago. And, you know, what do they do now? I've heard some of the European players when asking about it this way. They say, oh, they Americanized the course. They make it longer and grow the rough out, and it makes a huge advantage for the long hitters. So it's, I believe, going to play the second longest of any course this year on the PGA Tour schedule. So not a surprise when courses do the renovation. Of course they're going to make it longer, but bring the rough up. You know, it's as similar as we've seen the PGA try to set up their tournament to have a little U.S. Open-like conditions. I think we'll see that similarity a little bit more this year than normal.
So is it, would it be inaccurate to say players in general aren't fans of this place? Maybe I just came across a quote from one guy who doesn't like it. Like, does it have a bad reputation? I mean, it's in the rotation, like you're saying, every year, so I would assume no.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think maybe that was just Mayhem's comments, and I think maybe when asked about it, you know, that was kind of what a couple of the European Tour players just said about it. Like, hey, you know, it had a maybe different character before. Now it's changed and it's lengthened and the rough's grown out, and that's just kind of what you get now when you have these courses. And again, they predominantly happen in the United States where they want to host a big-time major event. They feel like they've got to get the length up to where it's at, where it's, you know, 7,500 yards or plus more, which is what we're going to see this week.
With Brian Koziol, the fourth choice in the odds is Justin Thomas, who won the PGA at this golf course 8 years ago and won last week, I think. So is he kind of back? Do you like him this week?
I think he's probably playing about as good as he has in about three seasons.
Don't tell him until he makes his picks, Brian.
Don't answer. No, I'm always taking the fourth choice. It's just good math.
Correct. You're right, because that's where the different payout starts, for sure. Yeah, I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, he won there his first major there. He's been playing very well. He also won, remember, at the RBC Heritage about 3 weeks ago in that playoff. That was coming off the Masters, and he got his first win in three seasons. 2 years ago, remember, he was the first one out of the FedEx Cup playoffs. He was number 71 out of the 70, kind of hit what he called a career low since he really was a full-time professional. Last year, inconsistent, a little better, but didn't win. And now this year, he's obviously back to playing very, very good golf. So I think he's probably back to being where we had Justin Thomas for the bulk of his career, which is with inside the top 10 and always a threat to really win any major.
The fifth choice is John Rahm. And here's one where I really could go either way, because I haven't seen this guy in forever. What's the status of John Rahm?
Yeah, struggling lately in majors. Last year, I would call it an awful performance in the four majors. This year at the Masters, he did exactly what he did the previous year, which is make the cut right on the number. He had a decent Saturday to kind of get himself up the leaderboard a little bit, but never was a threat. He's been very consistent on LIV. Every event that he's played in on LIV, he's finished in the top 10. So that sounds pretty good. Now, the field size is very low there, we know. It's not 144 players. It's essentially less than more than half of that. So it's a little bit easier maybe to finish in the top 10. Only three rounds. You don't have to be as consistent over a longer period of time. But it's still, I think, an impressive number to have, all top 10 since he's joined LIV here 2.5 years ago. But I haven't seen anything from him in the majors that has shown me that he's back to being like at his A-game level. I don't know if going to play LIV, these guys maybe lose a little edge. I know it's probably cliche to say it because it's not the normal format. It's not 4 days of grinding golf. But I haven't seen the best from Rahm since he's joined LIV. So if I'm picking, I'm not picking him.
Interesting. See, I got to keep this honest because Bulldog's all over there like, oh, you're going to ask Brian what he would do. No. I'll take Rahm. That's fine. I feel like there's a little narrative
listen,
streak.
Listen, I don't want that on my head that I guilted you into making a choice. Just, you want him, you want him. I don't care. I do the same thing when I'm picking. I ask Brian and pick his brain. I don't know if they've ever changed a pick.
I'm not serious. It's more just that interesting that he's the fifth choice because he's kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
And he's getting more respect from the bettors than a lot of guys we always pick. Morikawa, Schauffele.
Yep.
So for him to, I mean, it's got to be in part a golf course thing. I read on this place, it's good if you can bomb it long and straight, and that maybe you don't need to be the best putter. Does that sound like that would make sense?
Yes. And I also think the length might even come into play a little bit more. It's been raining all week. They actually closed the facility to spectators on Monday. The raining was so bad. I don't know if you saw the viral video of Hideki Matsuyama. He was putting literally in puddles with his caddy holding his umbrella over him on Monday. I don't know what he was doing. A lot of debate about what he could possibly be doing putting through puddles on a practice green on a Monday. But it's been raining. Now, they, with the renovation, they did the sub-air system that the folks have at Augusta National. So the greens are still firm for what all the golfers are saying. But you're not going to get much roll in the fairways. So, again, length probably, again, another maybe check in the box of the guys that are going to bomb it, which probably puts Bryson and Rory and I guess you could put Koepka and Rahm, some of these other live guys that maybe don't have the all the, quote, momentum coming in here, that they maybe could be more in the mix just because they do hit it so far off the tee.
Maybe it's just covering all the bases, Brian. Like, if it rains hard enough but they can keep playing, he wants to be ready to putt on really wet greens.
Yeah, I guess. That was quite a scene. He's sitting there with an umbrella. I don't know. The interesting one that I heard from today was Spieth. Like, I was listening to his press conference, and he was asked a little bit more about the Grand Slam, because now that McIlroy obviously just got it, Spieth still goes into every PGA championship with the opportunity to also join that elite group of short, you know, what do we got, six players that have won the Grand Slam ever. And Spieth, because his game has not been good over the last handful of years, or inconsistent at least, sometimes it's not even really a storyline. But this year, because McIlroy just won it, he's been asked a little bit more about it. And Spieth's been better this year. And we know talent-wise, he could, you know, obviously win at any point, but he's been very, very inconsistent off the tee. He says he's worked on gaining more speed so he can gain more distance. He's not noted for being a long hitter, but he's known for having an amazing short game and putting. I'm curious to kind of see how he plays it this week, because he was asked quite a bit about the Grand Slam. He said, look, if I only win one more tournament the rest of my life, he's like, it's the PGA Championship, because that would put me in Grand Slam company with the rest of the elite players of the world, including now McIlroy.
Can't do it. Eat right, go to bed early, never pick Jordan Spieth. Those are a few of my life mottos. All right, here we go. 10 guys. The top three, McIlroy, Scheffler, DeChambeau. Doesn't feel great, but I feel like there's too much.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Preparation, I'll take all three. Get my half a unit if one of them wins from each of you. Four, Thomas, we covered him. Five, Oberg, 25-1. I mean, just a guy that can
he's going to break through at one of these.
Breakthrough, exactly. Yep. Like, okay. Yep. Within the top 20, but barely, is Victor Hovland at 50-1. And I'll go with that. He's similar to me in that way. He's older now, but than Oberg, I think. But still, we'll do that. That's six. I've got two names from outside of the top 20. 66-1. I'll take my guy Sungjae Im. You know, somebody who's capable of that kind of a week, but something's always gone wrong for him. I don't know. 66-1. And Russell Henley, top 10 player in the world, top 10 at this course last year as well, 66-1, Russell Henley. So those would be my two X players. And then I'm just sort of thinking through two more that are closer to the chalk. And I will take Rahm for the reasons I gave you. And I'll make Schauffele the other one. Didn't he win two majors last year, including this one?
Yes.
And I'll leave Morikawa out. You know, bad attitude. Right? Right, Brian? Yeah. I mean, has he atoned for all that stuff with the media? Or where's he at on that?
Nah, he's still been pretty standing by the line that he feels like he was in the right. And again, the talking to the media thing, it seems it's so weird in golf here. It's coming up again. Last week, Straka and Lowry are within a stroke of each other going to the final hole. Lowry three putts, he loses, finishes by second. Straka wins, and Lowry blows off his media requests. I mean, the guy was had a chance to win. He was talking all week, and they wanted to talk to the runner-up, and he went out of there, and it became another story again of, like, why are the golfers more having the right than other sports? And some of the golfers like Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are like, look, if we want to be respected like some of these other sports, when we lose, we should have to face the questions too. I also saw, it's funny, Connor Hallebuck.
Yeah, after losses. I was just going to mention this.
I was like, that popped into my head as I was talking about this. I'm like, I saw that today. I'm like, that was kind of a weird thing to see too. That MVP trophy, an MVP candidate in the league, wouldn't talk. I don't know. It's weird about this, but for golf, sometimes it's so immediate. Like, you're on the 18th green, you're getting interviewed about you missing the last putt. Like, there's not the quote cool down period. I don't know. I still feel like they should know that the value and the position they are, they should at least say something.
I apologize if everyone knows about it. You guys obviously do. Did this happen while I was in Colorado?
No.
What happened with Morikawa? I didn't know he had a thing.
Was it the Players, Brian? Was pre-Masters?
Oh, boy, yeah, I missed it.
It was I think it might have been the Players. It was a bigger event for sure. And he kind of just blew off the media, similar to like Lowry, where the ending didn't go well. And it came back up again because McIlroy did it last year at the U.S. Open.
Right.
And Players have had really kind of like dividing in the sand. Justin Thomas says, look, we have to grow our game. We lost people because of the whole Live PGA Tour thing. We got to win people back. And he said, part of what people want with athletics and sports and professional sports is access. And he's like, if we walk away, not only do we look like sore losers, but we lose the access to the public that we're trying to gain support of. He's like, that's how our tour succeeds. So the Players are pretty, like, on one side or the other. I don't hear a lot of just on the fence, which you normally do. Some players are very, very, like, you know, gung-ho. Like, it's your responsibility. If we want to be like other big sports, we got to talk. And then some other players are like, why should I? Why should somebody stick a mic in my face when it's over? It's interesting because each individual is given a pretty strong opinion on it, which normally, obviously, you know, they usually like to just ride the fence and not say anything. But it's been interesting to hear some of the back and forth on it.
All right.
Sweet Home Lancaster starting at 5. Hold Brian to this. Media listening now, covering this match.
Right.
If Sweet Home loses, you know, Brian should still give you a quote. That's what he's telling us. That's how it's supposed to work. Grow the game.
That's correct. The media after high school tennis matches is tough. That's why I usually try to slip out the back door behind the court. That's right.
Well, good luck to your boys, and we'll talk again tomorrow if you have time.
Sounds great. Okay, guys.
Brian Koziol on the Western Hotline.
If anyone didn't know what Brian was referring to when he referenced Hellebuck there, I think we probably both saw the same tweet this morning. The tweet I saw was him talking in front of his locker after last night's loss, and the caption of the tweet said, Hellebuck, who never speaks after losses, blah, 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 blah. And a few people, like the first thing I saw was somebody quote tweeting that, like, never talks after losses? Like, what the what is that? You only come out to talk to everybody after you've had a good game? Like, that's odd for a guy of that stature. I mean, he's a superstar in the league.
That's too bad because usually hockey player quotes are so interesting.
Mm.
I don't disagree. 803-0550, back to the Bills schedule and what we know after this on WGR.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.